About 100 people crowded into a small lecture hall to hear Laura Naylor present a PowerPoint presentation about life on the front lines. It included pictures of her standing in the ruins of the Iraqi police station she worked in, where 5 of the police recruits she'd trained were killed by a car bomb. Another showed her holding a disabled Iraqi orphan in her arms at a center where her unit did volunteer work. Naylor expects to go back to Iraq before her commitment to the National Guard ends in 2009, but she's lost faith in the mission.
The longer we're there, the more the insurgents multiply, the more the Iraqis don't like us, the more casualties we have, the more people back home, you know, are turning against it. I just think that they're grown people and they can figure out a way to deal with their problems. We took care of the bad guy, and there are no weapons of mass destruction, so our job is done.
Naylor says few of her fellow soldiers share her opposition to the war, and she downplays politics as the main reason for telling her story. She says her goal is to give people a soldier's eye view of the war and to encourage them to pay more attention to the stories of returning veterans.
I'm not asking for, you know, a red carpet. I'm not asking for anything out of the ordinary. That's really great. You know, just if you hear of a soldier, just acknowledge them. Because when I came back, people were just, oh, whatever. You put the uniform on and you went overseas. Who cares, you know? And they need more than that, I think.
A therapist at the Madison Vet Center who watched Naylor's presentation applauds her effort to bring the war home. Tom Dietz is a Vietnam veteran. He works now with returning vets to help them readjust to civilian life.
You have no voice when you're there. You just have to do whatever you're told to do. And one of the things that gives you power to come back is to tell people, you know, the story that you went through at your level.
Dietz says the public isn't always willing to listen to soldiers' stories because they often contradict the image of the war portrayed by the media. Naylor's story includes the fact she never expected to see combat when she signed up for the National Guard 4 years ago. But despite her belief that the current war effort is counterproductive, she says she'd do it again.
This defines who I am now. This is my past, and this has made me who I am today. It's a huge experience, life-changing.
Still, she says if she's deployed again, she'll be going back out of loyalty to her fellow soldiers, not to the cause of bringing democracy to Iraq. She's convinced that's something Iraqis should decide for themselves. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.